Good morning. It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me every single week in the studios, I get the pleasure of chatting with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you today?
I'm doing well. We've been solving all the world's problems, one
all
problem at a time.
All of them. Most of them having to do with football, but
yeah,
we're getting there.
Well, we should be
we'll
coaches.
Move on to more important things later.
I think we should coach a pro team, you and I.
I think we should. I think it'd be a good idea. I'm going to put in the players that I think are nice guys.
Well, that's where we're going to disagree.
I know. It's going to be rough. Well, Sheriff, this is the time of year where we still need to be extremely cautious when we're out there heading to work in the mornings, coming home in the afternoons. It seems nice, but it still gets really cold at night. If there's any sort of melted snow or rain or anything, it's going to freeze. We've got to be careful.
Yeah, the roads can still be slick and icy. And I noticed on my way in this morning, there are people that didn't take time to scrape their windshields from the frost. And you know, that's dangerous as well. Even though you can see in the little hole you're looking out of in front of you, you still can't see all around your vehicle.
You mean that's not proper?
That's not a good
road
idea.
Etiquette?
It's not a good idea. It's just not safe.
It's definitely not. And you know, I do realize that a lot of mornings it's like, oh my gosh, I should hurry and run out and start my car so that I don't have frost on my windshield. And you forget, and then you jump in it and you're like, well, I guess I'm driving to work this way. No, you don't have to.
No.
Wait 5 minutes, scrape it, give it some time.
I won a cool scraper at a Christmas party this year it extends out. You can stand on one side of your car and get the whole windshield. It's amazing. But yeah, invest less than $10 into a nice scraper. You'll be good.
You know what? If you don't have a nice scraper, you know what works? Because we don't use these nowadays. CDs.
Yeah.
You don't need to listen to CDs in your car. You've got it all in your hand. Use a CD. I've used it many a time.
That'll work. Yeah, it would work.
Well, Sheriff, we've also, every time that you come in, you've got a ton of really great tips, things to kind of inform the community on, and just ways to be safe and be careful and preventative.
So today we're going to talk about 8 simple ways to burglar-proof your home. So according to the U.S. Department of Justice, there were more than 1.7 million burglaries last year and losses totaling $3.9 billion. So there's 8 simple things that you can do. You can beef up your door security with a deadbolt and better door locks. And it's okay occasionally to change your key, especially if you've lost your keys or if you have a hide a key that's been there for a long time. Maybe it's a good idea to change that or move it. So that's one thing you can do. You can also beef up the door jamb there, and so that it makes it a little harder to get in that way. The thing that I like, and even my camp trailer has this, you can get smart locks that just have a code and get away from keys where you don't have to carry them all the time. You still have a key in case the lock, you know, the batteries die or something. But those are nice, and the kids can have codes to get in and all that stuff. That's a good way to go. One simple thing you can do that's not a lot of money is you can put the loud peel and stick alarms on your windows and doors. Although it's not a security system that reports anything or doesn't have any video surveillance, it makes a lot of noise. And if somebody were to try to break in, it would possibly scare them away. Definitely
right.
Would alert you that they're there and you can call 911 immediately. And your door, your patio doors, if you have like sliding glass doors or French doors on your patio, those doors need to be secured all the time. It seems like that's the door that's left unlocked at my house, the
right.
Patio door. So make sure that one's checked. And then take away hiding places where people can hide in your yard. Make sure you have motion lights, and they make motion lights now that are solar powered, so you can put them anywhere. You don't have to have power there. I have some at my house. They're pretty amazing. Also make sure that your shrubs and trees and yard is kept in a way that it doesn't allow a lot of hiding places around your yard. Make sure you're protecting your mail. If you have a mailbox out in the rural areas, mail theft is a problem. You can buy mailboxes that the mail carrier can access, but only you and the mail carrier can access them. That's a good idea too. And then make your house safer by adding a safe. If you have you can buy a little safe for your house to keep your important documents or cash that you might have laying around. Make sure you have that stuff protected. And then with technology, you can see what's going on in your house when you're gone. You can use webcams and be able to actually access your home while you're away and do it in a cost-effective manner.
Definitely really, really great tips and pieces of advice for you to implement into your own home that at the end of the day is just going to make everything a little safer.
Well, and if nothing else, it gives you the peace of mind that you've done you've gone the extra mile to make sure that your house is safe. Because I don't want to come home and find my stuff broken into and destroyed. You know, you want to make sure you're not being an easy target.
Right. Well, definitely make sure to follow the Carbon County Sheriff's Department on Facebook. You can stay updated on all the things going on throughout the community. They do a really good job of updating that Facebook page every single day. So make sure to give them a follow there, and you can tune in every single week. Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood joining me in the studios, giving us a quick little update on all the things going on throughout the community and always throwing out some great tips and pieces of advice for you and your family to stay safe. Well, Sheriff, is there anything else you wanted to mention?
Nope. I want everyone to have a good week.
All right. That has been another Castle Country Focus. You can hear more on this interview or additional interviews on our website, castlecountryradio.com.